because nobody else can do anything, apparently. I wish they could. Then I could just go and start a burger stand. Honestly, if somebody else could do this better than me, I would just go out and I would just start a donut shop in Chicago. Because there's no donut shops in Chicago. There's not one good place where you can get donuts in this whole city. So you know what I'd do? I would go into the north side and I would get a little place and it would be all white interior. And I get those pink boxes and I would make big fluffy donuts and I would make really good coffee. And it would be the best donut shop in Chicago. That's what I would do if there was one person that could do this as good as me or better. But there isn't. There's literally no one else. I was going to just follow someone else, but no one else would do it. So I did it on my own. You see? I wish they could just retire me, and then I would go and start a very successful donut shop. I'd open a few of them. Then I would open up a burger stand, and I would do the same concept. I would open up, I would get a small place. It would be all white interior. It would be an In-N-Out style smash patty. I'd maybe do Chicago style red hots, natural casing, Vienna beef hot dogs. Okay, and a real Chicago hot dog, not this depression dog thing, but with a tomato, a pickle. Okay, the works. And I would have Green River, and I would have grape drink, and. And I would open up a few of those too with fresh hand-cut fries. And that, you know, that's the kind of, and you know what? I would be so rich because I'd be opening up these places and I'd be buying multifamily real estate because there's lots of it in Chicago and I'd be making lots of money doing what I love. And I would be a lot richer and I'd be a lot happier. And I could just not, people wouldn't be, you know, logging my diet and, you know, investigating my poop, literally looking at pictures of my poo and saying, let's analyze this.